thanks to the Forum 6 Tamworth and Wagga Wagga and the Odeon 5 Orange. It's the Talking Flickster podcast with JT and Grant Lee.
Hello and welcome to episode 202.
Wow. Can you believe it?
Yeah. I can't believe it. That's the whole point.
Yeah, I can't either. I cannot believe 202 episodes. I must say, last week was a big week.
It was huge, wasn't it?
That after party was massive.
I slept for days after that. but I'll tell you, Miss Lee, you had a couple of shandies.
I certainly did. Yeah, I shouldn't have probably, but anyway, I paid for it the next day.
Well, you did. You're just telling me how much you love me, and I'm like, Mr. Lee, you're going to regret this in the morning, okay? I'm sure it's like the first time. but hey, it was great, yeah. And I thought we would have been cancelled after 5 episodes, and we're still here, some 200 later, so it's exciting.
It's hard to believe.
I know. Yeah. We don't push the boundaries or anything like that. So I can see why we keep coming back. That's okay.
Correct. And I think everyone's happy with how we do it. So we just keep doing it the same way.
It is a G-rated podcast, which is great. So anyone can listen to it until we do the Minions episode. And then we're going to change the rating that day.
I can't wait for that episode.
I'm not looking forward to it. I've been having nightmares about that. Anyway, how have you been, my friend? You had a good week?
Oh, I've had a great week, thank you. It's been a very quick week. But how's your week?
It's been really good. I mean, we only caught up yesterday, but, you know.
Yeah, I know.
I'll ask you again.
But a lot of things happen.
This is
24 hours.
Well, look, yes, exactly right. But this episode this Flickster is based off a movie you have seen. This is where we do send one of our listeners off to see a movie, get to come on and review it for us. And Miss Lee has been doing well. I think he's seen the last 3 or 4 in a row, which is very good.
Which I'm so excited. And as I said to yesterday's podcast, I have already seen Star Wars, The Mandalorian and Grogu, so I can't wait to talk to our Flickster next week about that one. So that's 4 in a row. I'm doing well.
I'll have a good sleep next week. That's good. I look forward to that one too. In the grey, this is Guy Ritchie, which is one of your favourites, Mr. Lee.
I really like him as a director.
Yeah. Well, we're going to find out what you thought and also what our Flickster thought as well. First, though, let's have a listen to the trailer.
Call Gary into my office. There is a situation here.
I assure you, you'd like to listen. The alternative is very expensive.
Gary! Get them out of my office now.
Gary, a moment. There are two versions of how this narrative plays out.
Exhibit A.
Gary waits patiently and quietly by the door.
Exhibit B.
Gary steps forward and you spend the next 6 hours sponging him off the walls. I know which version Gary would prefer. Gary.
Shh.
Manny Salazar. He's not really the guy you loan $1 billion and expect to see it back.
You think you can recover it?
You know I can. And this job, when mistakes are made, you need insurance.
Yun Khan!
Kids, don't say a word. Follow me. Bronco and Sid will now solve it their way.
Love the shirt.
It's silk.
Of course it is.
I just told you, it's silk.
Come on now.
This is Salazar's island. The police are on payroll. And he has a reasonably experienced private army. Tick every box.
Tick every tuck.
Lube every wheel.
Lick every stamp.
3, 2, 1.
Range.
300. 275.
Make your mind up.
250. Ram it, Janet.
They work between the moral and the immoral. The black and the white. They operate in the gray.
Someone with a gap.
I foresee a problem. I am aware that there is a 300-foot deep untraversable ravine, but if you give yourself enough runway, build up some speed, and flap your arms like so,
It should take the bump out of the landing.
Yeah, it's in the grey, and it's now time to talk about it and meet our Flickster for this week. Welcome back to Talking Flicks, Denny.
Thank you very much.
Now, Denny, I always applaud the Flickster. Mr. Lee does not. He just sits there. No, oh, it's too late now.
You turned my mic off, so...
Oh, I had it back on, but you're just lazy, Mr. Lee. Yeah. Get with the program. We've got Denny on the podcast. Have some respect,
hey, Danny.
Please.
Sorry. I'm sorry, Danny. I did try... But he did put my mic off for one sec. That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying, okay?
Mm. Right.
Don't mind him, Denny. How are you, mate? It's been a while since we've had you on. Yeah.
Yeah, no, I was reviewing The Rock the last time we spoke.
Yes.
Smashing Machine.
The Smashing Machine. Yeah, that's it. And you did Sinners, Conclave. Yeah, you've had Conclave and Sinners. Look at what Sinners did at the Oscars.
It was awesome, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm.
Well, this week, gents, it's Guy Ritchie in the grey. So let's talk about this movie. Denny, what was your overall impression walking out of the movie? What did you think?
Look, I'm a person who, if you're going to pace a film a certain way, as long as there's a good payoff and also, you know, if it's an action film, that there's plenty of action, I actually think the deliberate slow pacing of the film was something that I liked. Not everybody's going to like that, but I think it added to the suspense when the action kicked in. So, yeah, not everybody's going to love the slow pacing of it all, but it really did, for me, was something that I really, really liked.
Which, yeah, because Guy Ritchie, his movies are usually fast and, you know, cutting from here, cutting to there, music in the background, all that sort of thing. And so it was a very different movie for him to direct.
Yeah, I agree. I think that this isn't a signature Guy Ritchie film, but maybe that's what he wanted it not to be. I'm not sure, but it's not Lock, Stock and anything like that. It's definitely a film that has a slower pace.
Yeah, it certainly does. So tell me, what do you think of the chemistry between Henry and Jake? Did you think they hit it off?
I really like that. I do. Mm. I think there was a balance in there that they got really, really right, because they really played off each other well. They had a lot of strengths. Yes. And I think they have that natural back and forth in this film that was really, really something I loved. Yeah.
I think they're best friends. In the movie, it comes across as they've known each other for years and years and years, didn't it? It was so believable as their friendship, and especially the way they talk to each other.
Yeah, and I think from the get-go, you know that there's something about the two of them that doesn't get revealed until later, which is something I found different. Usually you find a backstory to begin a film. This time you get the film and then you get a backstory later on. So I thought that was interesting. But from the moment they started, you kind of got it, that they'd known each other for a long time and they were, you know, playing off that.
Mm. And this, you mentioned before, slow, but the action comes into it. Let's talk about the balance between action and the story. Did that work well for you?
It did, because it felt like it was like a game of chess. Now, I haven't played chess, but I've been around people that play chess a lot, and when they describe it, it's not about taking pieces in that straight away and being bold. It's about setting the strategy for a game that is really well played and you're outthinking people. So to me, some of the cast and the characters were built, they were getting their chess pieces for a checkmate move that was coming later and later and later. So you had to wait. So to me, that was really what I mean about the pace of it. Like, it was like a chess game.
That's actually a really good way to describe it, I think. Yeah, it did seem like that, didn't it? Because of all the different parts they had to get, because they had so many different escape routes and things like that, they had to have it all down pat, and each person had to have their role.
Exactly. And it wasn't just about blow it up and get to the end as quickly as you can. It really was about the deliberate actions you need to take to progress the story forward and for the payoff. Like, most movies will always have a payoff, you know. I think deliberately taking it slow and teasing it out.
Was there a particular scene or sequence that you really enjoyed?
The moment she's in the room with the main nemesis in the film, to me, really showed how powerful she was as a woman and really what she was going after. So for me, that moment when they're on the boat together is a scene that I think really plays out well. The men are both there. They're all on, the main characters are all together, and that scene plays out really, really strong, where you can see that they're just trying to one-up each other.
which is what they were trying to do, all right? And she seemed to have had the upper hand each time, thinking she did.
Well, that's right. She thought she was a couple of moves ahead until he spoke up, and then she realised she had to go back to the drawing board and really think about the next move she was about to make. So I think that really, yeah, that scene really does show just when you think you've got it, you've got to go back and rethink.
Mm, yeah. Well, let's look at locations and the cinematography. Did it help sell the fact that it's a global thriller? Was that what we're seeing with the backdrop and a bit of scenery thrown in there, you know, going global?
Yeah, look, it definitely had the sense that this film was not just shot in one location. It made it feel like, yeah, there was a lot of places. You know, Dubai is something that was familiar to me, but they went straight to Abu Dhabi, see. So I think there was a tiny flight into Dubai that went straight to Abu Dhabi. And so, yeah, look, I definitely think, and the desert scenes, they were different to when they were in the villages and things like that, to me really does show you that, yeah, it definitely was a global film, and they set that up pretty well.
They did. And the lawyer, was that New York? I think it was in New York, wasn't it, where Rosamund Pike's character was based as well. So because you saw all the high-rises and all that. But, yeah, it was certainly a lot of different places. And I did actually enjoy the scenery, especially when they had the car chasing with all those. And they were practicing running as well, all those things. It was good to see how the scenery, because I think I'd like to go there and have a look, but not in a car chase either, by the way. I don't want that.
Too much excitement.
Yeah, I don't want that on holidays.
No, I don't need a chance to relax.
One thing that Guy Ritchie does well is mixes music so well, and I know that JT was just going to bring that up, but his music, the way he matches it to a scene, every movie he does so well, and some of the songs and just the thrilling music. Did you feel the same way?
Well, look, knowing that Guy Ritchie was once married to Madonna, music would have probably played a huge role in his life. Yes. So one would think that he would become it. But you're right. Like it's very intentional movie making on his behalf. That when you see a film of Guy Ritchie's standard, you are going to have that mix of movie and music, and how they both drive the story forward. So yeah, no, I think that's intentional on his behalf. That's become a bit of a signature.
Hmm. Gents, I've got 16 Guy Ritchie films here that Mr. Lee has compiled for us, the most popular ones in release order from 88 through to now. How many of those can you guys say that you've seen out of that 16 Guy Ritchie film list?
Mine would be smaller than, yeah, mine would be smaller. I'd say it's four for me. Oh,
four. Hmm.
Four.
Mr. Lee.
Yeah.
No, go, sorry.
No, that includes In the Grey. So three before this one.
I'm seven.
Wow.
Because I do like his one I didn't really enjoy was Snatch. I just couldn't get into that. I did start watching it, I remember, all those years ago, and I don't know, there was just something about it. But, yeah, I just really enjoy. And one of the movies that I can watch over and over again is The Man from U.N.C.L.E. I just think the music and the acting and all that. And yet again, that was Henry Cavill was in there with that one. He just, I don't know, he's just a great director.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I've got to say I haven't seen any. Oh, so serious? I have not seen one Guy Ritchie film looking at that list. So that's really good, isn't it? You know,
guess what you're doing this weekend?
Seeing In the Grey, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, and catching up on them.
At least you can say one. Well, at least you can say one.
Well, one would be nice. Okay, well, let's look at this then. Denny, if you had to compare it to another Guy Ritchie film, one of those four you've seen, which one do you think it would be closest to?
It's a great question. Look, it's not a complete reversal, and he's gone back to Lock, Stock, which was his first film that he put together. But I think with his casting, it may be around the same. But for me, the other movie I'd seen is Aladdin, Snatched. So it could be definitely nothing like Aladdin.
No,
but it might be a little bit like Snatched in its delivery, maybe, yeah. But it has more of a likability in regards to the acting, for sure, because the cast that you have here really do step up into those roles. So, and I think, you know, when you're first starting out, you're learning what your craft is. But Snatch did have Brad Pitt, and back when I was younger, I was very much watching a lot of Brad Pitt films. So maybe that's probably why Snatched was okay for me, because I watched him in the film, but not necessarily loved it as much as Lock, Stock, and you know, In the Grey.
I thought it was a little, probably a bit like The Gentleman. I thought, yeah, I could see it being a little bit like that. So, yeah, I'll have to go revisit Lock, Stock, and Two Barrels, Smoking Barrels, I think. And maybe I'm more mature now, I could watch Snatch. But anyway, what audience do you think this movie is actually best suited for?
Well, look, it is an action film, and it does deliver some good action. So I think people who like action films, I just want to let them know that it's not going to be from the moment, you know, guns drawn in the beginning and guns drawn all the way till the end. It's really not that type of action film. But when you see the action, it is really worth it, and the payoff is great. But also, like you said earlier, that they're doing practice runs and everything like that. That's a lot of directors don't take the time to show you that they've had to rehearse that many times to get it down to a tight sequence of timing. Otherwise, it was never going to work. To me, that shows that it was a deliberate action to repeatedly show you how they could do what they had to do, because they did lots of rehearsal for it. So I think you have to allow time for that storytelling. So, yeah, action people, but also fans of Henry Cavill and Jake Gyllenhaal will be very happy. Rosamund Pike was a bit underused based on some of the other films that she's been in, but when she's on the screen, she really steals it. Mm. So I think if you like really heavy cast-driven films, you will also want to go and see this film, because they do deliver their usual amount of great acting when they're on the screen. So I think there's a few audiences there.
Oh, that's good. Well, great movie to go and see this weekend. Denny, just opening up our trusty freezer. It's still working, mate. You remember that from last time. You know how this goes. We've got 5 Choc Tops for you, and you can tell us how many Choc Tops you'll be giving In the Grey.
Well, I like to go halves as well if I feel like. So I think 3.5 with a...
Yeah. Yep. It's a good score.
Yeah, very good score.
Yeah. Mr. Lee, what do you reckon? That's 3.5. Can we better that?
I agree with Danny. 3.5.
It's good.
And it's funny because I actually had it written down before Danny said it. So it was like, oh, of course, yeah, that's what I had.
Danny, you'll get used to Grant Lee copying your answers as time goes on. Okay? Yeah, this is it. 16 years he's done this to me. So it doesn't surprise me that you went 3.5.
We're in sync.
Yeah, but that's see, what you don't know is that Grant and I, we talk all the time when I'm at the cinemas too. So I think we have found truthfully that we have the same kinds of films that are on our radar. So
yes.
Right, so who's copying who here?
No, we're just in sync. That's what it is.
Oh, that's
we
it.
Like the same
that's
movies. So
yep.
Which is always fun.
What I'm going to do with you two.
You're just.
I mean, if you want, I'm just like, I'll give you some music, right? And you guys can just have a chat. It's fine. Go for it. I'll just go over here and take it away.
Oh, he gets so jealous so easily.
Oh, I do, Danny. Not. You can have him, Danny. You can have him. Okay. Danny, mate, great to have you back on again. Thank you heaps.
I enjoy it. Thanks for the talk, fellas.
Mate, we'll have you on again soon, hopefully, and soon you'll have to see something else. I reckon we should send Dean to see Mr. Lee? Should we spice things up a little bit?
Yeah, we should send him to Minions.
Yes, that's a great idea.
I could take my niece.
Oh.
Yeah. Oh, do you reckon she'd like to come on the podcast?
Well, she
with you.
Talks as much as me, so maybe she might be all right.
Oh, how good is this? So we now have a taker for Minions. This is good.
Yeah, great. We will lock that in. How easy is that? How simple is that? That's all you got to do.
This is going to be a history-making episode of Talk and Flicks, Mr. Lee.
It certainly will. At least there'll be three of us talking. I know one won't be.
To see how many times I can use this. The button, because I can see that now. It's going to be getting a good workout. Yeah. Have a great weekend, Danny.
Thank you.
Thank you, mate.
You too.
All right, we're getting out of here, Mr. Lee.
Here we are. Yes. I've got to go have some work to do.
Is that what you call it?
I know.
Is that what you call it? Got some work to do. Oh, please. Yeah, okay. Have a lovely weekend, Mr. Lee.
You too. Bye for now.
Catch you next week.
Want to be our next Talking Flickster? Register now at forum6.com.au or odeon5.com.au. Until next time, we'll see you at the movies.